January 6th. The scriptures quoted are from the NET Bible, netbible.com. Copyright 1996, 2019, used with permission from Biblical Studies Press, LLC. All rights reserved. Job 10 through 13, Job chapter 10. I am weary of my life. I will complain without restraint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, do not condemn me. Tell me why you are contending with me. Is it good for you to oppress, to despise the work of your hands, while you smile on the schemes of the wicked? Do you have eyes of flesh, or do you see as a human being sees? Are your days like the days of a mortal, or your years like the years of a mortal, that you must search out my iniquity and inquire about my sin, although you know that I am not guilty, and that there is no one who can deliver out of your hand? Your hands have shaped me and made me, but now you destroy me completely. Remember that you have made me as with the clay. Will you return me to dust? Did you not pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese? You clothed me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews. You gave me life and favor, and your intervention watched over my spirit. But these things you have concealed in your heart. I know that this is with you. If I sinned, then you would watch me and you would not acquit me of my iniquity. If I am guilty, woe to me. And if I am innocent, I cannot lift my head. I am full of shame and satiated with my affliction. If I lift myself up, you hunt me as a fierce lion, and again you display your power against me. You bring new witnesses against me and increase your anger against me. Relief troops come against me. Why then did you bring me out from the womb? I should have died and no eye would have seen me. I should have been as though I had never existed. I should have been carried right from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Cease then and leave me alone, that I may find a little comfort before I depart, never to return, to the land of darkness and the deepest shadow, to the land of utter darkness, like the deepest darkness and the deepest shadow and disorder, where even the light is like darkness. Job chapter 11. Then Zophar the Naamathite spoke up and said, should not this abundance of words be answered, or should this talkative man be vindicated? Will your idle talk reduce people to silence, and will no one rebuke you when you mock? For you have said, my teaching is flawless, and I am pure in your sight. But if only God would speak, if only he would open his lips against you and reveal to you the secrets of wisdom, for true wisdom has two sides, so that you would know that God has forgiven some of your sins. Can you discover the essence of God? Can you find out the perfection of the Almighty? It is higher than the heavens. What can you do? It is deeper than Sheol. What can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he comes by and confines you and convenes a court, then who can prevent him? For he knows deceitful men. When he sees evil, will he not consider it? But an empty man will become wise when a wild donkey's colt is born a human being. As for you, if you prove faithful, and if you stretch out your hands toward him, if iniquity is in your hand, put it far away, and do not let evil reside in your tents. For then you will lift up your face without blemish, you will be securely established, and will not fear. For you will forget your trouble, you will remember it like water that has flowed away. And life will be brighter than the noonday, though there be darkness, it will be like the morning. And you will be secure, because there is hope. You will be protected and will take your rest in safety. You will lie down with no one to make you afraid, and many will seek your favor. But the eyes of the wicked fail, and escape eludes them. Their one hope is to breathe their last. Job chapter 12. Then Job answered, without a doubt you are the people, and wisdom will die with you. I also have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Who does not know such things as these? I am a laughingstock to my friends, I, who called on God and whom he answered. A righteous and blameless man is a laughingstock. For calamity, there is derision, according to the ideas of the fortunate, a fate for those whose feet slip. But the tents of robbers are peaceful, and those who provoke God are confident, who carry their God in their hands. But now, ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds of the sky, and they will tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish of the sea declare to you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this, in whose hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all the human race? Does not the ear test words, as the tongue tastes food? Is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not long life bring understanding? With God are wisdom and power, counsel and understanding are His. If He tears down, it cannot be rebuilt. If He imprisons a person, there is no escape. If He holds back the waters, then they dry up. If He releases them, they destroy the land. With Him are strength and prudence. Both the one who goes astray and the one who misleads are His. He leads counselors away stripped and makes judges into fools. He loosens the bonds of kings and binds a loincloth around their waist. He leads priests away stripped and overthrows the potentates. He deprives the trusted advisors of speech and takes away the discernment of elders. He pours contempt on noblemen and disarms the powerful. He reveals the deep things of darkness and brings deep shadows into the light. He makes nations great and destroys them. He extends the boundaries of nations and disperses them. He deprives the leaders of the earth of their understanding. He makes them wander in a trackless desert waste. They grope about in darkness without light. He makes them stagger like drunkards. Job chapter 13. Indeed, my eyes have seen all this. My ears have heard and understood it. What you know, I know also. I am not inferior to you, but I wish to speak to the Almighty, and I desire to argue my case with God. But you, however, are inventors of lies. All of you are worthless physicians. If only you would keep completely silent, for you, that would be wisdom. Listen now to my argument, and be attentive to my lips' contentions. Will you speak wickedly on God's behalf? Will you speak deceitfully for Him? Will you show impartiality? Will you argue the case for God? Would it turn out well if He would examine you? Or as one deceives a man, would you deceive him? He would certainly rebuke you if you secretly showed partiality. Would not His splendor terrify you and the fear He inspires fall on you? Your maxims are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Refrain from talking with me so that I may speak. Then let come to me what may. Why do I put myself in peril and take my life in my hands? Even if He slays me, I will hope in Him. I will surely defend my ways to His face. Moreover, this will become my deliverance, for no godless person would come before Him. Listen carefully to my words. Let your ears be attentive to my explanation. See now, I have prepared my case. I know that I am right. Who will contend with me? If anyone can, I will be silent and die. Only in two things spare me, O God, and then I will not hide from your face. Remove your hand far from me and stop making me afraid with your terror. Then call, and I will answer, or I will speak, and you respond to me. How many are my iniquities and sins? Show me my transgression and my sin. Why do you hide your face and regard me as your enemy? Do you wish to torment a windblown leaf and chase after dry chaff? For you write down bitter things against me, and cause me to inherit the sins of my youth. And you put my feet in the stocks, and you watch all my movements. You put marks on the soles of my feet. So I waste away like something rotten, like a garment eaten by moths.